many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
I've been doing Trump's Radio BAM, fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Hey, how's it going? I'm Will Pendarvis, also known as the CEO of Faction. Bam Margera has asked me to host this very special edition of Radio Bam. Why is it special? Well, we've got a couple of exclusive interviews on today's show. Bam is on an airplane right now. That's why I couldn't be there for you. But he'll be back next Monday, and he will be taking your phone calls at that time. So get ready to call him and ask him what you want to ask him. Here's why this is an historic episode of Radio Bam. We're going to hear in a little bit an interview with Kat Von D, famous tattoo artist and star of L.A. Inc., with her boyfriend. If you haven't been keeping up with Hollywood gossip, then you might not know that Kat Von D is apparently dating Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. This will be the first time that these guys have made a public appearance together and their first interview ever as a couple. So get ready for that. And also, tonight on the show, a little bit later on, Steve-O. Steve-O is in the hospital for reasons that will become apparent as you listen to the interview. So we look forward to that. Steve-O from the hospital. And just a little bit up next, Kat Von D with her boyfriend, Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, and Bam Margera on Radio Bam. Let's get into some crew.
Ah! yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. I'm here with Kat Von D and Nikki 6-0 Motley Crue and Will Pendarvis of Sirius Radio. And,
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
This is quite a room to be in, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I just got a...
smells good.
Kat actually finished my entire full left sleeve now, so I'm fucking stoked. I know I'm done. Now I'm probably going to start working on my right arm, too.
Right arm, left leg.
And then we went to Din Din and tried to avoid and tried to avoid any kind of like hot spot. And then we go to this place called The Lodge. And then next thing you know, Carrie King comes waltzing in. And that was pretty strange.
Funny, funny day today.
I know.
Carrie King, we keep running into him in random restaurants all through Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Huh?
The third time.
He is a stalker. You know, he used to be in a glam band. I mean, he used to have glam hair. You ever see those pictures of him?
I never saw it.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it's funny because, like, Aisha, his wife, is getting, like, a portrait of him when he was a baby. And it's crazy did you see it?
Evil baby.
He looks evil in it, just like he does now. Like, it just seems like a baby version of Carrie. It's so funny. Can't wait to see that.
So, you're in a band called 6AM, and didn't it just go number one today?
Yeah, it just went number one today.
That's awesome.
Mainstream radio, a song called Life is Beautiful.
Cool.
As heard on Faction, by the way.
That's right, it has been.
Full support.
Yay! Yeah.
Awesome.
That's right, because I was in at Sirius in, was it Washington?
New York?
New York, yeah. I don't know. Washington and New York, same thing.
I got to take a listen. I have my head so far up Scandinavian bands' asses.
I know.
Yeah.
I just... But Ben, if you do listen to a song, I think that you should listen to Pray For Me, because I think that's the one you're like.
Okay.
But he remember that.
But he might like the stuff.
I mean, you don't like all of it.
But he might like stuff like Intermission with all the gothic.
Yeah. You're going to like it, but I'm saying I just know what you like because we like the same thing. And
any songs about heroin? Because that's
the whole album.
The whole album.
Dude, I don't know why.
Because it's called it's 6 a.m.'s the band. It's called the Heroin Diaries soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
The whole thing is about heroin.
I don't know why. I just, every band that I like, I find out that they're just like, you know, either muffed up on heroin, muffed up on speed, or just pure drunks. And I don't know. I'm just, that's, and it's so funny, too, because rock stars can get away with that kind of thing. Like, if you get caught with, like, a bunch of booger sugar and then a hooker, like, and you're on, like, People magazine, it's cool. Like, if Pete Doherty does that, but if you're, some, like, manager, like, you're trying to act respectable, like, you're a total
done.
Scumbag,
you're
and
done.
You're done.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, or what about the fact that, you know, actresses can get a porno out there and actually become
That's strategic
famous.
Marketing.
Well, it is strategic, but it's bizarre that
it's always
works.
Funny how, like, sex tapes always get, like, revealed, like, a month prior to, like, a season premiere of some sort. It's like,
I know,
man,
they're
so smart. Why can't I have one of those?
Well, we can rig that up so
we won't.
We will not.
So where
was the other day?
No, when you were like, you told me that you took naked pictures while I was sleeping.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah, we were at dinner, and I said, I got all these naked pictures of Kat while she's sleeping. And I was talking to someone else, and she heard it.
I was like, what?
Like, what? And I go, oh, yeah, I got them on my iPhone. You want to see them? And she's freaking out.
Like, they'll never be the first woman president. Oh.
So how did you guys meet?
How did we meet? We've known each other for quite some time.
Yeah.
First interview with you two ever, by the way, so this is pretty rad
pretty
right
cool.
now.
Yeah,
yeah, I
right
know.
Here.
This is together. Oh, babe.
We've been making everybody sick.
I know. Everybody, like we're all in love, and everybody's puking, and it's awesome.
So did you come into the tattoo shop? Or
no, it was like, you know, Scott Yin and Pearl, his chick, they, like, I just got a text message one day, and it was like, hey, Pearl wants to hook you up with Nikki. Is that cool? And I was like, yeah, totally. Like, you know, just give my number and, you know, we'll figure it out. And I was assuming, like, to get tattooed or for the show or something, you know. And then, like, the next text is like, well, what about Friday or whatever night at Chateau Vermont at 7 p.m.? And I was like, wait, did I just agree to, like, a blind date without even, you know, I was like, fuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never gone on a blind date. That's just weird, you know?
You wouldn't be blind because you know what I look like.
Kind of.
Hey, just from album covers. What if I showed up looking like Shout at the Devil? The boots and the whole thing.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So when did you actually realize, like, I like this dude.
Well, we've been...
It took a long time.
I know. We were going through, like...
Well, she was going through a divorce. I was going through a divorce.
And I think that's why they're trying to hook us up. They're like, oh, they're perfect.
Yeah, they're good. But see, when they said, she said to me, she said, I was so bitter from my divorce.
I hate girls.
Yeah, it's like, you know... Just,
and he thinks that girls with tattoos are not hot.
I said, a girl with black hair and tattoos.
And for me, I'm like, dude, a guy in a band? Like, I'm sorry. Like, no way.
A guy in a band? What a loser.
No, not a loser, but I was just like, why would I sign up for that?
That's
like, dumb.
For that, this guy's gonna burn me for sure.
For sure.
Seems like if girls have like tattoos, you can kind of tell when like a girl doesn't really know what they want, or kind of anybody doesn't know what they want, and they just wind up with like some tattoos.
What did you say? You said the best thing that one night. You were like, your tattoos are a symbol of
Of commitment.
Yeah,
for
commitment.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like,
you're obviously down.
You know, are you committed to doing this, dude? I go, look at me.
I
make a commitment. I'm into you get stars on your face. And what's the other thing about tattoos? It helps you keep people away from you wouldn't want to know anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, man, you're all tattooed up. You know, that's kind of weird. And you're like, well, I wouldn't want to know you anyway.
Yeah.
I love showing up to, like, I live in Pennsylvania, so, like, I'll pull up at the gas station, like, just no shoes on, total scumbag, yep. Like coming out of a Lamborghini and stuff, and people just like, what the fuck is going on right
that.
Now?
I love like wearing like nice clothes, and like no matter what, like what you wear or what you do, even if you're naked, like you always look like, not a scumbag. Well, you know, like
scumbag.
I just look different constantly. Like there's no
rock.
Way you could make me over. You know?
Yeah,
rock.
Yeah. Like when I was going to court for my divorce, there's no way once your hands are done,
yeah.
You can ever clean. You can't clean up. Too
yeah.
much, you know.
Yeah.
You could comb
but
your
I like
back
comboing the two, like fancy schmancy and like scumbag hooker.
Yeah, neck or hands, you're pretty much doomed at that point. So
and
face, in case of
in case of me,
no stars on this on yeah. the side of her face.
When you bought your Lambo, like, did you get any grief from the dealership or anything?
No, they knew me at that point.
They knew you at that point.
Yeah, when I was 20, I made these videos called CKY, which is basically
they're
Jackass
awesome.
Before
yeah.
it
happened. And yeah, and you had him on there.
Yeah, and I did it all myself. I edited it myself, filmed it with just friends and stuff, and then it just blew up. So I was like, I was 20, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go get a Ferrari. Who cares, you know, and then I did it. After like 5 months, I just felt like, I'm that 20-year-old jerk-off driving around in a Ferrari, and all these people probably think that my dad bought it for me, but
right.
he's just a
right.
fucking baker at a grocery store, you
he
know?
He was?
Yeah. So then I got rid of it and got, like, a regular Mercedes, and then after, like, a year, I'm like, fuck it, I don't care what anybody thinks. I liked that car, so then I got a purple Lamborghini and then drove it around the world in 8 days
and
ruined
blue.
It, so then I got a blue Murcielago. So I still have both of them, but...
Yeah. Because when I bought my Ferrari Testarossa, I went in, I had cutoffs on, no shoes, no shirt, just looked like hell.
Yeah.
And shaving for about a week. And I went in, and they were just giving me grief. They were like,
Well, when I bought my limo, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So when I bought my Volkswagen Rabbit.
I don't have a Volkswagen Rabbit. Oh.
Actually, you know what? When I did get the Ferrari, I walked in, and I was like, yeah, you had a red 360 Medina in here. They're like, I'm like, where is it? I drove all the way. They're like, look, kid, it's in the garage getting worked on. I'm like, well, I want to see it. They're like I said, it's in the garage getting worked on. And
they're
like,
I want to buy it.
They're like, all right, fine. And then they come down and they show it to me. I'm like, damn, this thing is nice. You know, like, yeah, it is nice. You ready to go now? I'm like, yeah, I want to buy it. And they're like, what do you mean? And then, like, I pull out, like, my checkbook, and then they
like,
change their
serious.
Attitude so bad.
Immediately,
they're like,
right?
Oh, can I get you something to drink? Like, dude,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
You know how many times I felt like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, like, going to a Christian Dior store
yeah.
or any kind of, like, nice store? So I was like, they're not like, can I help you? They're like, can you please get the hell out of here because
yeah,
you can't afford
yeah,
this? And
yeah.
they're just, like, looking at her going, look, lady.
I got to say, Bam and I have had this conversation before. But
oh, okay, so I'll stop talking.
No. growing up dirt poor in Alabama,
yeah.
I think it's probably the fantasy of every single poor person is to do that,
yeah.
is to walk in to one of those places and buy something really expensive because they always look down on you, man. It's,
yeah.
it's just the worst feeling out.
Yeah, and I'm like, who are you? You know, like,
yeah,
you
but society's changed,
thing.
Right?
It's a lot different now.
Things
I think.
Have changed so much.
Yeah, and like when I got the Hummer, that these three salesmen were all
just sitting there talking to themselves and laughing and stuff, and I'm sitting there, like, waiting for them to stop, and they're looking at me, and then they keep talking again, and then finally I was like, yo, can I fucking buy this? You know, and they're like,
buy this already?
Yeah, and they're like, well, that one's already sold. I'm like, whatever, this one, that one, whatever. Like, and then they're like, oh, it's
yeah.
So fucking.
This is different, but I think, you know, I kind of miss the days, too, like, where it was a taboo to be totally tattooed. I mean, there's a certain magic about it that, like, I liked. I liked individuality. I mean, that's why I got tattooed in the first place. You know, I, like, related to that, and, like, it wasn't, like, a cry for attention or anything, but I feel like now it's, like, everybody's just like, it's crazy, like, kids come in and they get tattooed, they start on their forearm, and I'm like, man, I waited so long to, like, go down, it was such a big step for me, and these people are like, oh, it's cool, like, no, nobody cares,
no,
I can get
people,
a job, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to kids, and they go, oh, man, I can't wait till I'm 18, I'm gonna get a sleeve.
It's crazy.
A sleeve.
A sleeve. I'm just like, really? You're just going to start with a sleeve, like, right out.
Yeah, I love it.
It's great, but it's, like, crazy.
No, I'm saying, I love it that, you know.
Yeah, I started off right away with the...
Your lower back?
Yeah, you know, this one right here.
Uh-huh.
And that hurts so bad on...
On your stomach?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then on my ribs right away.
How
for 8 hours.
How old were you when you got your first tattoo?
I was, like, 99, so I was, like, 20.
I thought you could get tattooed once if your parents say it's okay.
It used to be like that in California. You could get parental consent when you were 16 years old, but then they changed the law like 7 years ago. You got to be 18.
Mm-hmm. So you got a tour coming up?
I do. Motley's going to go out on tour this summer, and
I'm gonna miss you.
What are we going to do?
I know.
I'm gonna give Ray a throw up. Everyone out there on the radio is going.
And you're going to North Carolina for 3 weeks, too, right?
Yeah, I'll be gone to North Carolina, but then I'll be back for that. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Well, it's a one-hour flight to Philadelphia,
and
we're having a massive party coming up.
Yeah, tell me about that party. You know you should fly out for that.
Yeah, I will.
Tell me.
April 20th.
Yeah, I'm filming a movie with Warner Brothers called Where the Fuck is Santa, and I'm going to Finland to capture Santa
and
bring him back to... Yeah, Lapland, Finland, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
And, I'm bringing them back to Westchester, and I'm going to have, like, 10 to 20 pro skaters in my skate barn, and then we're going to have this band called the Moxie Play. Yeah, it's going to be...
The Moxie Crew?
No, they're from Westchester. It's
a joke.
I like that, the Moxie Crew. That would be
Moxie
cool.
Moxie Crew.
Cover band. Yeah, we got to go to that.
Yeah, you should come out.
So that's where the real Santa's from.
Yeah, that's where
everybody,
Santa originated from.
Everybody thinks Santa's from the North Pole, but he's not.
No.
Where is the North Pole compared to is it Lapland?
Yeah, Lapland, Finland.
I have something from Lapland at my shop. It's a little drum.
Yeah, it's like
Lapland
up north.
It's as north as you can get. What's the North Pole? Where's that?
It's just there's nothing there. Like it costs $13,000 to take an ice chopping boat there per person, so
nobody goes there.
Yeah, there's nothing there at all. It's just
Santa's not there.
There's no Santa Claus in the North Pole.
There's got to be something up there that represents Santa.
So hold on, you're bringing Santa back from Lapland to your house.
Yeah.
But how are you going to find him? Is this for like what's? I want to know what happens.
Well,
wait until it comes out.
Yeah, we're going to go there.
You guys have to go to your party.
It's going
to
be awesome. I'm bringing like Chad from CKY with me, and Heroin Novak is coming out with a book called The Dream Seller, and then we're filming the movie. And
you know, I have Dream Seller tattooed on me that Novak did.
Yeah.
Yeah, at your wedding.
Mm-hmm. And awesome. Yeah, and actually James Cox, who did Wonderland and Highway. Yeah.
That's gonna be great.
Yeah, and we're filming that in Baltimore, and I actually recommended to him that Kat plays
a strung out girl.
yeah, Angie in the film. So, and they were totally down with it. And I was just like, I don't want to have a casting call with like random girls that I don't know. Like, I already know that I can do a perfect job if it was Kat or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, plus it's right up her alley. You got to read it.
It's right up her alley.
It
looks like a drug addict. Jesus.
Well, you'll love it. I gave you a script, actually.
I know. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah.
I want to check it.
I know.
Novak has done some pretty fuck shit, too, but he didn't wind up in a garbage can in London. By Andy McCoy.
By Andy McCoy.
Yeah. Andy McCoy is my favorite.
You ask him about it, he'll get all wound up.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get all wound up.
He's actually going to be in the Christmas movie.
You're going to tell him I said, hey.
Yeah, I'm getting like every good rock band involved.
Last time I saw him was in Helsinki, and he was so hammered.
Yeah.
And he was telling me he was sober. He was like, he's literally telling me he was sober, and he could barely stand up. It was classic.
So what made you want to stop everything?
You know what? I just hit a wall. I just hit a wall one time, and, you know, I'd have overdoses, and I just woke up one day and said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm done with this, and I quit. And
like cigarettes and everything? Like,
well, no, I smoked cigarettes until what? 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Right. I just quit. When I quit things, I just quit.
Like, yeah.
I'm, like, really dedicated to stuff, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much a monk now.
But, like, when you did, you know, when you did wake up in London in the garbage
can, yeah.
Like...
You love that story.
I love that Andy McCoy was involved because he's, like, like my favorite ever. Like,
yeah.
You know, and he actually gave me this tattoo.
I love that. Andy is a pirate.
Yeah, full-blown.
A full-blown pirate. Yeah. He's really a pirate.
Mm-hmm. I love that. But, you know, no, not really, because, you know, pirates raped and killed children, innocent children. Did you know that?
Okay, how about he's a full-blown gypsy?
Okay, yeah, gypsy.
Oh, gypsy's fine.
Sure. Okay, so he scams people.
Yeah, he is the Johnny Depp character in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
in real life. It's not like a character. I mean, he's lives it and breathes it. As long as I've known him, for, like, almost 20 years, and he's always been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy.
Man, you get me stoked right now because I'm going to see him in like 2 weeks. He's playing a show with Hanoi Rocks in a town called Tampere.
Really?
yeah, and we're involved in the movie.
I try to go to Finland every year, and this last year was the first year I didn't.
Isn't that where we met?
We met at the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
The Rainbow on Sunset?
Vila introduced me to you.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because you were getting ready to do a tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went back to, like...
They were filming... Or
it was like Elton John's house or something. It was, like, where they were recording.
No, at the Paramore, and, they were doing Dark Light, and...
No, they weren't. They were doing Love Metal.
Was it Love Metal?
Yeah, it was before Love Metal came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember he wanted me to tattoo his back, like the Ramones, for the cover, and then... They ended up going, like, we didn't have time to do a whole back piece by the time they needed the artwork. So it was like, and then I'm just doing it black with a gold hologram, which I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we met. So you were wasted.
Who was your influences when you started Motley Crue? Like, who did you listen to?
Kat Von D.
I was listening to Kat Von D. I was, like, really into 70s glam stuff, like Bowie and Mott the Hoople and...
I love Motley.
Like, Motley Hoople was amazing, and you know that whole most of the bands from Britain, you know, I love those bands.
But you know who everybody should know about nowadays
is
Josh Rouse.
Oh yeah, amazing.
That's our new favorite guy.
What's he all about?
Amazingness.
Complete 70s.
It's just, you know, you can't describe it. It's like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really it is.
That's like our song now. Every time we play it.
What, the light therapy?
Light therapy is a good song. The whole album is good.
But, you know, it's like, imagine Daryl Hall and John Oates meets the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Meets Billy,
awesome.
Billy Corgan's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, a little whiny like that. It's like he's mellow,
but he's got this kind of thin thing going on, which I like.
Yeah.
In his voice.
Yeah. Jim, I let him know. I showed him that music, and he was like, oh, he has the voice of, what's the guy that killed himself? Stabbed himself in the heart.
Jesus. Who?
Jesus
was crucified.
Stabbed himself in the heart?
Yeah, instead. He was in a really popular emo band.
No.
It's not Bright Eyes, it's Elliot. He's, Elliot Smith.
Oh, yeah. Who the
hell? He stabbed himself?
Yeah, with a knife.
How do you...
That's the mystery.
Did he fall on it?
No, he was dead.
That's pretty fucking gnarly.
She did it.
So you grew up in Idaho, right?
Babe.
That's kind of hot.
She did it.
I regressed into my...
We went to this party. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
What? Which party?
Was that the one that we went to, like, the details party? We're sitting looking at her. No, never mind. Go on.
No, this is a good story.
Say it.
Yeah. Everyone in there is wearing like their little
red carpet suits and their perfect little shirts.
And the guys every guy looked exactly the
every
same.
Girl every girl looked exactly the same.
The same lip job, the same boob job, the same dress.
Talking about the same nothing.
The same one tattoo, the girl, you know, with the barbed wire, the Anderson thing. It's just like.
I don't even think they were that cool.
Yeah, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah, so we were sitting in the corner being
all dark and stuff. People were like walking by going like...
Nobody was talking to us. It was great. Except the people playing Guitar Hero. They talked to us.
The Guitar Hero people. But, random in the kitchen.
And then you lean over and you say...
Well, I said...
If we could be serial killers, who would you kill? And we looked around the room.
Let's get in this thing, like Bonnie and Clyde serial killers, and this could. Like,
I was like the girl in the white. She's
huge. So we were figuring like, and then how we would kind of seduce them off the property and then chop them up.
It's horrible. And this is why I said never mind. Okay. But then it was like, you know.
And then we threw them in a garbage dumpster.
In London.
Best story ever.
Best story ever.
Well, if you could hear any song in the world right now, what would it be?
Say it.
You say it. I want to know what you're thinking.
Oh, I was thinking Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh, yeah. Eagles of Death Metal. I can't wait. Listen. When their new album comes out, Jesse wrote me a song on there. It's called High Voltage, and there's another song called Cheap Thrills that we did backups on. It's so good. Like... It's going to be my next favorite album for sure for a long time.
I want to hear it.
It's supposed to come out Valentine's Day, and they're still recording it.
Oh, really?
Can't rush perfection.
No. Let's rock out to it right now. This is Radio Bam, Sears 28, and thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
All right.
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Eagles of Death Metal on Radio Bam. Obviously, I'm not Bam Margera. I'm Pendar.
Will Pendarvis, CEO of Faction BAM, has asked me to host this special edition of Radio BAM. We just heard Kat Von D with her boyfriend, Nikki Six, their first interview as a couple. And it doesn't get any better than that, or does it? How about Steve-O in the hospital? You'll find out exactly why Steve-O is in the hospital, how he got there, and a lot of other interesting little tidbits from Steve-O in just a little bit. Let's get into 6 a.m. You heard us talking about Nikki Six's new band, 6 a.m. This is called Pray For Me from the Heroin Diaries CD. It's a soundtrack to the Heroin Diaries book that Nikki Six wrote. It's on Radio BAM. Steve-O coming up next.
Go away.
Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
Somebody, man, bro, pal. Just got in.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, man, how are you? Good to see you. Yeah, dude, no way, man, a little rehab of it. Yeah, sweet. That's fired up. So how's it here? It's fine, man. Cool. I was making a list of fucking shit that I hate about being on drugs and alcohol. Yeah, yeah, dude, are we live yet? The come down.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what are you in town for?
I had a bunch of meetings and stuff, and then Element had this, like, girls' fashion show type thing, and I'm just going to get another tattoo, and then I'm going to bail home on Sunday night.
Sweet. What tattoo are you getting?
I'm just going to continue this, but here.
Yeah. You got a lot of fucking tats now, huh? How far does it go up your arm?
What, this?
Mm. All the way up. Your sleeve now.
Yeah.
So did someone in your echo call you? They wanted to shoot me for the cover of Ink. I'm like, I'm not fucking good on the cover of Ink. It's like,
you got a wall on it.
You know, I got, yeah, I didn't know you had so many. I don't know if you want to.
Sure, man, you know me, dude.
Sure, dude. Like, I'm in bed. I just told Miracles, just as you. Fucking hell, how's it going?
Good, man, hanging in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doing good.
Did it say rolling?
Yeah.
Ah, finally.
To keep it a secret.
I can't sleep.
From this place.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can kill that, man.
So is this what the loony bin is?
Or? No, this is the loony bin. Actually, sure, this is the loony bin.
Should I film it with a flip cam?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Yeah, I can.
That's what they say about rules, man. Made to be broken, dude.
Nobody can see us here, I don't think.
Well, I don't want to, like...
Just because I'm trying to quit alcohol and drugs doesn't mean that I'm fucking, I don't like breaking rules.
Hey, what are you, man? Good to see you.
Hey, dude, watch me inquire the set.
How many people are in there?
I got two roommates. Yeah.
So what do you do when I jerk off?
I just wait till everyone snores. Don't worry, both my roommates snore. But I've been so stoked, like,
sorry.
Really, man? I mean, you've seen me, like, quit the booger sugar before and shit. Mm.
No, we need you to sit here in the forest.
Do you, like, smoke three times as much now?
Do I smoke three times as much?
Because every time I'm trying not to, like, drink or anything, like, I always wind up smoking two packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about three times as much. But, definitely smoke.
Have action.
Yeah, dude. So everybody thinks I'm in the loony bin. But I'm actually in rehab. Yeah.
You were in the loony bin.
Yeah, I was definitely in the loony bin.
I took you to the loony bin.
Yeah.
What's the loony bin like?
Dude, I was chilling, like, in my apartment the day before I got evicted. Well, I mean, I had been evicted, and I had to be out. So,
so what are you doing with all the skate ramp stuff?
My other three apartments I still have.
Okay. In the same complex?
I mentioned that there was four.
You got evicted from one, but you still have three others in the same building?
Yeah, totally.
That's pretty ridiculous. Same landlord?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, yeah, so I had to be completely out, and I'm like, fuck, man, I'll be damned if I'm not jumping out my fucking bedroom window 25 feet down onto that fucking concrete fucking sidewalk, man. They better bring me cardboard boxes or fucking a hot tub or something, you know, like, and I want to fucking jump ramp in my living room. I'm going to jump a motorcycle out of my living room sliding door and fucking land on the roof of the building next door. And I was also jazzed. I'm sending these fucking psycho emails fucking saying, if you guys don't bring me something to land on, I'm going to fucking promise you I'll find out how many bones get broken when I land on the fucking concrete. I'm ready to fucking die.
Who are you saying it to?
To everyone in the world. Yeah, Knoxville. And fucking
you're back to on your other people on the red email list.
Yeah. So I'm like, call time's going to be at 10 a.m. And then turns out I was scheduling my own intervention.
And not only did you were scheduling your own intervention, but I called them back and pushed the intervention back 2 hours. I didn't want to get up early, even for his intervention.
The intervention at high noon. I can't do it.
I know you're suicidal and all. Can you push back the suicide 2 hours?
And Arnsel says, what's with the early call times?
Sheesh.
I'm scared. I can't wake up. Let's just do it at high noon.
Yeah, high noon. You're not kidding. Yeah, the kid was hot. So anyway, yeah, so Knoxville shows up with Jermaine and Dimitri, Big Ridge. So it's like eight dudes strong, and they come filing in. They tell Dimitri to take notes because they're going to his house next. Fucking, like, they say, Steve, I'll get dressed, fucking. You're going and they didn't say loony bin, they said it was going to be a 3-day evaluation. So I tell them,
well, come on, how can we fucking say, hey, we're taking you to the nut house? It's great.
The funny farm.
Where am I going? Loony bin? No, no, nothing like that.
Yeah. I told him, I'm not going for fucking. I just thought that was my story. I'm not going.
But, like, are the people in there, like, loony? Are they mellow?
Oh, gee, I saw people fucking rolling on the ground, stinging their own asses while they were shitting themselves. Hell yeah.
Really?
What, Elon was in there?
Yeah, God, it feels so good to be on camera again, man. It's been fucking 19 days. Man, you know, everyone thinks that Steve-O is going to be all, like, tame and shit. It's just the alcohol and drugs that I want to leave behind. It's part of my recovery. Yeah. I'm making a list of it. I'm thinking about getting this fucking shit tattooed on me. Like, shit that sucks about being on alcohol and drugs. Shit that I can't fucking stand. Trashing hotel rooms. You know, like, just for dumb reasons. Mean verbal attacks on my loved ones. Airports on day 2 and 3, that sucks.
I didn't big time.
Strung out in the airport on fucking
that
third
sucks.
Day awake.
Because you have to be awake.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Or you'll miss your flight and then you have to be even more awake waiting for the next one and dealing with the bullshit.
When you don't answer your door and your phone. You know when some people are knocking at your door and you're like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's all this shit. You know, if I can keep it fresh in my head.
Throwing out $1,000 in ones in New York City and walking on like rose petals. People think it's cool to walk on rose petals. Well, I walk on money.
I was so fucking mad at you at that time. Like, I was like, that's the night I almost went. I almost punched you. And then I saw that footage the next day of you doing that. And I was like, I couldn't be mad at you long.
Yeah. So anyway, man, yeah, I'm in fucking rehab, dude. Like, I'm really jazzed on, man. Like,
tell you one bit. So, how long do you have to stay?
I don't have to even be here, man.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, sure, it's gonna help with my felony case. But dude, I'm just here on my own, dude. Came up here to get clean. You went to rehab and broke the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was so young.
Well, I was on my way. I was flying to, like, Sedona, Arizona to go to this rehab, and I had a layover in Denver where Glom lives, and I had to take this phone call with Brett Michaels from Poison because Bane was going to do this tour. And he's like, so how's it going? I'm like, actually not so good. I'm on my way to rehab right now. And I told him which one. He said that he's been there and that place is not for you. You're going to be doing, like, water volleyball with group activities and, like, puzzles and shit. I'm like, fuck, man, I don't want to do that. Like,
I got a...
So I made it there, and then I just rented a car at the airport, and then I drove to Minnesota.
There's always this place.
What the hell is this?
I just went. Now it's fucked up. I just fucked up.
Now it's a nudie resort.
There's always this place. That's cool. You can take a little break.
No, I don't know.
You know, it doesn't need to be on camera, but that dude Randy, the bull guy, I was chilling with him last night. That old Gary LaFuse lawyer, Stevie.
You're evicted from your apartment, but you can keep your other three.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Sorry, Alice. Hold that last thought. I really fucked it up. I don't know why they sent me.
Damn, man. Good to see you, bro, dude.
Go ahead.
Right on.
So, okay, I have the... You know what, right? What were you guys talking about?
Look at this, dude. Totally out of control.
That's Kaufman-esque.
I just did the Mentos Diet Pepsi enema up my ass.
Are you so lame?
On roller skate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude. What was that for?
Just for the Jackass World.
Oh, yeah. For HalfAssWorld.com.
Wow, he's talking shit.
Yes, yes, yes. I had that one on my sleeve for months.
He got Jeff in the gooch, too, with the stun gun brass knuckles.
Dude, that shit sucks. It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
It goes through your whole body, like, and then you're just mad.
What happened with the Mentos Pepsi bomb?
It just shot out real hard right up my ass, and, like, Tremaine's, like, holding my ass open. I'm on roller skates trying to balance.
I gave him my boxers and cut a hole in the boxers in the back.
Yeah, so it's just these white boxers with the ass cut out.
I was cutting it, I had a knife, and just about, like, would... So, bam, cut the rest.
Man, that's fucking fantastic. That's all good. It's all good.
Man, it is quiet and mellow here. It's cool.
Yeah.
What about that girl that said she was going to blow you as soon as you walked in the door? What happened?
I don't know. I think that she was having a manic episode. When I was checking into rehab, fucking, I go outside to smoke a cigarette, and I get a light from this chick. She can't even get past lighting my cigarette. That telling me how much she'd love to suck my dick.
Is she here for sex addicts?
I don't know.
I was thinking about it. Like, if you're in sex and like, and then some other girl is like, yeah, man, I'm just addicted to pussy. Like, I want to fuck everything. Yeah, I'm addicted to cock. I'm gonna fuck everything. You're like, why would you not go do that?
It's like you go and there's no booze there. But in a sex addict meeting, there's cocks and pussy.
And everybody's addicted to sex.
You know, like, why wouldn't they just be? Why the stuff that you're addicted to in sex addict meetings, right there?
Like, yeah. If there's some hot girl, like. Why would you be like, yeah, but, yeah, we can't do that. Yeah, I know we can't do it, but I'm in
it. But they got it right here. It's like going to an AA meeting and they have shots laid out. They go to sex addict meeting, they have shots of cock and pussy laid out.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
I know, I gotta check one of them out.
It's probably just a secret, one secret big orgy, dude.
Do they have them here, Steve-O?
I haven't heard about an SA meeting, though. I assume that's what it's called.
We'll go tell them that you'd like to fuck all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, dude. I've got one for Jackass World, dude. Fuck it, I'm doing it.
And that's where the tape recorder stopped. Tonight's historic edition of Radio Bam. Featuring a Steve-O interview from the hospital. I have to say, I'm Will Pendarvis, by the way, in Hollywood, California, in for Bam Margera. He's on an airplane right now. He will be back next week. And Bam asked me to host this show. I have to say, I did visit Steve-O in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and he looks healthy and seems to be happy, and I'm excited for him. All right, before this edition of Radio Bam is over, I have one more song to play for you. Bam wanted me to play the song for you. It's a band out of Westchester, Pennsylvania, Bam's hometown. It's a band he really likes. The band is called Moxie. Chad Ginsburg of CKY has recently been working with the band to produce some of their songs. Bam has filmed a video for the song that we're going to hear, and that's how we'll wrap up the show tonight on Radio Bam. Bam back next week. This is the Moxie with Step Up on Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
Lock in.
Turn off the hi-fi. Holy Lord, I gotta go. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
I'm
Sirius 28 Faction. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.